This is the time in our service here at Grace Bible Church that we remember Christ's death. We take a little piece of bread and a little cup of juice and we remember the Lord's Supper. Please open your Bibles to Isaiah chapter 53. And I will pray. Lord, we come before you. And we are sinners. And our only hope is in you, by your grace and by your mercy. Please draw us near to remember, Jesus, your body and your blood, your death on the cross. And it is in your name we pray. Amen. Please follow along as I read from Isaiah chapter 53, verses 10 through 12. Verses 10 through 12. But the Lord was pleased to crush him, putting him to grief. If he would render himself as a guilt offering, he will see his offspring. He will prolong his days, and the good pleasure of the Lord will prosper in his hand. As a result of the anguish of his soul, he will see it and be satisfied. By his knowledge, the righteous one, my servant, will justify the many, and he will bear their iniquities. Therefore, I will allot him a portion with the great, and he will divide the booty with the strong, because he poured out himself to death, and he was numbered with the transgressors. Yet he himself bore the sin of many and interceded for the transgressors. Man has a problem. We're sinners. We've sinned intentionally and we've sinned unintentionally. And God says in Leviticus chapter 5, speaking of the sinner, though he was unaware, still he is guilty and shall bear his punishment. Our problem is that we're guilty before God. We've broken God's law and committed offenses against him, and there is a penalty and there is a punishment that must be applied to the offender for every offense that has been committed. In the sacrificial system, when one sinned, he was to confess that sin and he was to bring a sin or a guilt offering to the Lord, to Yahweh. And he would bring it, and the unblemished animal, the one without defect, was slaughtered. The priest would take that blood, some of that blood, and he'd sprinkle it around. And through those actions, the priest would make atonement for the offender. And here in these verses, in verse 10, the Lord was pleased to crush him. That him in verse 10, that him is the Messiah, the exalted servant, the coming king. This is the one that God tells us that he is the one in whom my soul delights. And in these verses, in these three verses, we're told Yahweh was pleased to crush him. We're told that he is to be a guilt offering. We're told that this servant will bear the iniquity of many. We're told that he will be poured out to death. We're told that he was numbered and he was counted with transgressors. We're told that he himself bore the sins of many. The Lord, Yahweh, was crushing his righteous servant. He was treating him as a transgressor. He was treating him as a sinner. And God was not simply treating him as one sinner with one sin. He was treating him as though he was many sinners with many sins. And God poured out his punishment, the righteous wrath for that punishment upon this servant. And we're also told in these verses that he, the righteous servant, will justify the many. We're told that he interceded for transgressors. This servant justifies sinners. He makes them to be seen as righteous. Offenders are now the ones who are without blemish, as though they had never sinned. This servant also intercedes for sinners. He actively reconciles them to God. However, there is something that is missing in these verses. What does the offender do? It's kind of a simple answer. Nothing. The offender needs someone else to justify them. The offender needs someone else to intercede for them. The offender has no hope of making himself right before God and has no hope of interceding for himself with a righteous and holy God. This suffering servant described in these verses is very specifically the Lord Jesus Christ. He is the one who justifies. He is the one who intercedes. He is the one who is given as a sacrifice. And he is the one that was poured out to death. Death on a cross. If you are here today, and you would, by your own admission, say that you are not trusting in Christ alone to justify you before him and to intercede for you, then as the elements come by, we simply ask that you just pass those elements by. But please, do not leave without talking to the one who brought you, talking to me, talking to any one of the elders, about what it means to be reconciled to God. If you are here today and you do trust in Christ alone to justify you and to intercede for you, but you are in some unrepentant sin, you're hanging on to a futile way of life, confess it and forsake it and join us. Believer, we are sinners and we miss the mark every single day, many times every day. But remember that you are justified. You have been reconciled. You have one interceding for you. And all of this is because of this suffering servant, the Lord Jesus Christ. So as you remember Christ's death on that cross, as you take that piece of bread and that cup, celebrate. Rejoice at the relationship that you now have because of him. A joy that only believers can truly have. A joy that is found in Christ. Men, please come in service. And as when you are finished, take communion on your own. And I will come close our time in prayer.